The tongue of a chameleon is faster than a jet plane. Many interesting creatures live in the forests of Madagascar. It is quite difficult to distinguish a stick grasshopper from the branches. A mantis is getting ready to prey upon a stick grasshopper. At the same time, the flawless master of camouflage, one of the most fascinating of the creations of Allah, the gecko, is watching them both by blending itself into the tree. Although the gecko seems to catch the mantis easily, there is another hunter which is not even observed. The chameleon. The chameleon has a unique pair of legs and feet which enables it to move very silently. It is almost impossible to see the chameleon because of its ability to change the color of its skin in accordance to the environment. The chameleon's eyes can move independently from each other in any direction. Thus, they can see their prey, which is not directly in their line of sight. The chameleon also possesses a tongue that it can use as an arrow by flinging the tongue rapidly from its mouth. The chameleon's tongue can move 5 times faster than the speed of a jet plane. Via its tongue, the chameleon hits its prey and the tongue sticks to its prey by forming a powerful vacuum effect. The thing that accelerates the chameleon tongue is at least 10 slippery rings of muscles between the tongue and hyoid bone. Those muscle rings slip from their normal place and they closely press together and push the tongue forward. By means of this mechanism, the tongue pops out with a velocity of 1.5 meters per second. At the time of the jactus, the hairs of the tongue dissociate from each other, and the tongue reaches to its maximum length. During firing, the tongue stretches up to 6 times from its standby position, and it also stretches up to 1.5 times the body length of the chameleon. After firing, the system quickly regroups and reverts back to normal. It is obvious that the form of these muscle rings cannot be explained by the theory of evolution in any way. Dr. Brad Harrop, a scientist who supports creation, asks these questions, which forms great dilemmas to the evolutionists in his article. How come each of the muscle rings evolved in the right position? How has the tongue enlarged to that length? How did the accelerating muscles emerge? How can the muscle rings coordinate their movements in such a way as to allow the tongue to reach its maximum length? How did the muscle rings develop the ability of dissociating from each other like the tubes of a telescope? How could the chameleon learn and carry out recollecting all of the necessary muscular movements after flinging the tongue? How could the chameleon learn and carry out recollecting all of the necessary muscular movements after flinging the tongue? If the ability to fire the tongue is a gain as an evolutionary benefit, why hasn't that benefit yet evolved in other animals? And why haven't other animals not employed a similar hunting method? How has the chameleon, or its so-called evolutionary predecessor, survived while all of those complex systems are supposed to evolve little by little? Undoubtedly, he is the Almighty Allah. He is the one who creates the chameleon with all of its features, and he is omniscient, mighty, and exalted in power. Allah informs us in a verse from the Quran, thusly, I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. And verily, in cattle too, will you find an instructive sign. From what is within their bodies between excretions and blood, we produce, for your drink, milk, pure and agreeable to those who drink it. Surat An-Nahl, 66.
www.harunyaya.com